Welcome back, everybody, the researcher, committee secretary, the whole team. Honorable Gandhi, we miss you.
Ah, sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, we are happy that you are here.
Thank you.
Honorable members, you have the agenda before you. The main purpose for this morning is to adopt the report of the committee, which will be presented on Friday morning to the House. And we did go through this report page by page last week, but we felt that we should have one more meeting, go through it again just to approve the final copy so that it can be prepared to present it to the National Assembly. So welcome, and are there any apologies? I think I've got one here from Honorable Banco from UDEF. Yeah, he's able to attend the meeting today. And an apology. We don't have any other apologies. I've been alerted that one of our team members, Zandile, was not well. She's not going to be able to be here with us. But otherwise, we are all here. We have 2 sets of minutes. 15 and 16. Let's just start with that. The minutes of the 15. We can go through those. The third page is attendance. Anything on page 1 in attendance? Nothing. Page 2? It's fine. Page 3? Okay. Page 4? If there are no changes, anybody move for adoption? Honorable Shakespeare of the moves. I think that's by Honorable Sheikh. So those minutes are adopted. And there's the minute on the 16th. First page, attendance. I was talking to Honorable Sheikh just now that I see Honorable De Kock is always recorded absent, but she's probably no longer a member of this committee. So if the secretaries can just sort that out with the House Chair, because she appears on our records. This was a short one, page 2. If it's okay, who moves? Honorable Nyalunga moves, seconded by Honorable Manana. Thank you very much for the minutes that have been adopted. The third item on our agenda, consideration of the committee's second draft. I'll ask the report to take us through from the beginning to the end. You remember the changes?
Okay.
Let's do this, honorable members. We'll go section by section. Where there are no major changes, we'll say that. If in your short weekend we've also picked up other things, you'll be allowed to raise them again. But let's remember that today we want to conclude this, but we have time. time. We have budgeted until what time? Until 1 o'clock. If we finish early, fine, can do other things. Let's not rush ourselves unduly if there are issues that are important, because come Friday we must not regret, let's say, is that our report. Yeah. Okay. Sepo, you are ready?
Yes, sure.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you, colleagues. Good morning to all. What I do is just to go through what was indicated to us by the committee changes we need to effect, which you've underlined in the report. And I just go through page by page and speak through those. Or let me say I'll go section by section and speak through those. In the introduction, committee was included, which has effected grammatical changes there, and that has been underlined. Okay, not fine. What has been underlined in the first paragraph, where it says standing committee on appropriation year in after. And further down in the same paragraph, line number 4 from the bottom in the same paragraph, where it is considered appropriation bill year in after, referred to as a bill. So that's each one.
Honorable members, are you okay with the page now? Okay, go to the next one.
Okay, on page 2, okay, the committee indicated that they'd like to see this referral to the entity and outline what exactly that entails. So inserted that, and I'll just quickly read through what's underlined there. Context for the 2014 appropriation bill, what's underlined is the entity includes objectives and actions to provide for the following outcomes: quality, basic education, long healthy life, and then it goes down and efficient, effective development oriented public service and inclusive and responsive social protection system, and transforming society and uniting the country. And that is the changes reflected in page 2.
Okay, on that page, Honorable Sik.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Sorry, apologies, I'm going to have to go back to page 1 if you'll allow me.
Page 1, okay.
The last paragraph is starting with in the process.
Right.
The third line, the second last word on that line says the committees on appropriations, and I believe there's only one for OB.
The Act requires the committees.
Okay, then this next line.
Remember, they also the NCOP one.
Okay, that's perfect. Then can I take it in two lines from there? Then that then should also be committees.
And the required committees. Two lines down. The bill proposal amendment. You're saying that that should also be committees.
No, because that one refers specifically to the committee in the National Assembly, and it says that the committee on appropriation to report to the House. So the House normally in the report would refer to the NA, and then if it's the NCO, it would be the Council.
Chairperson, can I continue then? On the same page, what the next line then, which starts with commits on in amendment to the appropriation bill. The word the is missing.
I'm a bit lost away that. The fourth line.
An amendment to the appropriation.
Oh, okay. To the appropriation. Okay, we'll insert that. You have the honorable thing with that page?
Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay. Honorable Sheikh, you wanted to say something?
No,
you can't. Okay. Let's go to the next page. We suggest that it will be good just to cite the outcomes of the National Development Plan. So that's the section included there to reflect that. Any other thing on that page? Nothing on that page? Okay. Let's go to page 3. I'll take us through page 3.
Okay, thanks. On page 2, there were two insertions that we had to do. The first one was the graph, then there to specify the... On page 3, the insertions that we made the graph, we had to indicate that the graph does exclude that server cross, and we included that, but I wish to apologize before, and we included that in the wrong sentence. So it's right on top. It says that the consolidated government expenditure excluding debt service cost, it should not say that. So that excluding debt service cost should be erased there, as the error is just done on the computer, and then it should come in or eliminate the whole line so that and it is projected to increase by 8.1% from 1.14 in 2013-14 to 1.45 in 2016-17. Full stop. The table below shows trends in economic classification of payments for consolidated by government expenditure, excluding debt service costs for period 2009-10 to 2016-17.
So excluding debt service cost comes at the next sentence?
Yes.
Can you say that on agreement? Okay. So just make that correction, because when we discussed it, we were a bit confused why the graph, the figure was not 80 to 100%. But now we've got the answer that it excludes debt service cost. So it will come into that sentence. Anything on this page? On the card?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm wondering whether maybe I've not picked it up somewhere. It maybe actually has been put somewhere, but just for record, because it is not possible to put a sentence which tells the honorable members in the South African public at large about where we come from in terms of the state that the public debt represents. What was the public debt in 2009 over the MTS period? How has it increased, and what is the net value of the public debt today? But if it is here where you say, this is the amount the state is owing to its financiers, it's fine. But if you can also say, it increased from how much to how much over what period, and the percentage increase over the years. I'm not certain if it's covered somewhere there.
Okay,
so everyone
responds to
that? Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Honorable Member. In terms of the specific number, it's not in the report, but there is a section in the report where we express our concern on the regarding the cost of service debt, and the committee also expresses its actually main concern on the fairness of debt, that it's financing credit expenditure rather than capital expenditure. But that is in page 7, where we have discussion with the National Treasury. If we can also insert a specific figure amount as well, to let us appreciate what contained in page 7.
Page 7. Yeah. Okay, let's come back to it when we get to that page. Let's look at how it's phrased there. Okay, and it might also be detailed probably in the budget review or in the estimate of national expense. I'm not sure which one, the review. Okay, yeah. Because you see, because the report is always short, it's not easy to put everything in, but let's check how the project reflected in the bank review. We'll come back to it on page 7. Okay. Any other thing on page 3? Honorable McClubbin.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The word has been substituted just under the graph, constitute. I believe should read constitutes with an S on the end. So the sentence reads, in the 2014-15 financial year, compensation employees constitutes 35.2%.
Thank you. Constitutes. That's correct. Yes. Any other thing on this page, number 6?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. In that same paragraph, the last line, the third word, it says were. And I believe that word should change Yes, should be. Payment for capital assets and payments for financial assets. It says were. It's the past tense, and then because that and that is the current year. So I believe it should be or are. Sorry, are.
Payments for capital assets and financial assets were 7.3%. And then respectively, which year are we referring to?
40-15, Honourable Chairperson.
Another table.
Payment for were respectively.
You're on page 3 now.
It's 40-15.
It thinks it should be or where? It's current. Okay. Alright, we go to page 4. I'll take us through the correction, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Chairperson. In page 4, the committee pointed us to we didn't spell the MTS immediately out. We just needed to write it all out. So to rather say, in the first paragraph, write underlined, in the medium term essential framework, P, period, end. That's the only change for page 4.
Okay. That was the only change there to insert in the medium term essential framework, period. Any other thing? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I would have loved that a sentence be, we dedicate a sentence that there is a 231 million rand good infrastructure, there is a decrease by 231 million rand good infrastructure, despite what we see as an increase from 240 billion to 253 billion, even though there is an increase of 18 billion, but there is a 231 million rand decrease on school infrastructure, which affects the rotation of my schools.
Which paragraph are you on?
With due respect, Honorable Chairperson, we're speaking about, we are on page 4, and I quote Chairperson.
Yeah.
When you look at the last sentence there, there is an analysis of table 1.
Okay.
The largest growth will be in employment, etc. But I think we can just put a one-sentence analysis that though there is an increase on the education and related functions, however, notably, there is a 231 million rand decrease of school infrastructure, notwithstanding the continued existence of math schools and the improper built structures for educational purposes. Thank you.
Okay, I'm checking where you are.
The line is on the top line. The larger function goes by 10 minutes of the line.
Mine is on page 5. The largest growth will be in the employment and social security. The function grows. Yeah. The government was the third phase. Public works.
And then it about the honorable level like of things that you have.
About schools?
Yes, about schools.
Okay, but is there no another section that talks about schools in the report? So that the we don't deal with it where we're talking about public books.
The actual picture.
Where are they?
Oh, okay.
Without checking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you talk about expenditure on schools. I want to show you.
Okay.
Make reference.
Yes. There is a section. There is a section which speaks to schools. And the decrease thereof in the concern of the committee, which is in page 10 in the second paragraph.
Okay, in page 10. Can we come to this issue of schools when it comes to page 10? Look at it, or it's raised.
Yeah.
22%. I think I'm aware that on the presentation of stakeholders who appeared before our committee, most of the things I'm raising were actually raised by them to us.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that in the records on the nature and content of presentation by the stakeholders to the committee, those things have been actually noted by our contact officials who prepared this report to us. That I agree with. However, I'm saying that they must elevate those analysis from the stakeholders into the prime spot of the report. Because the prime spot of the report is the committee, when the introduction of the report, the context and overview of the appropriation bill. It's a prime spot of the report. What stakeholder said to the committees, to the readers of the report, it's a by the way, but they must be able to say, despite that the stakeholder said this to the committee not only took note of it, but our content researchers elevated it to the prime spot of the report. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask other members of the committee. Honorable Lofa, Honorable Fitz, please call.
No, thanks, Honorable Chair. I think if we're going page by page, I think what the colleague is reading must be in line with the paragraph talking about the school infrastructure. When we read that particular part, he must indicate how he wants it to be interpreted, rather than putting it where there is, it's not talking about school infrastructure. We are not disagreeing about what the stakeholders presented before us, but we are saying because we are going page by page, where it is relevant, he must read it from there so that we can continue with it.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. My recollection of that figure of 231 million is when there was a presentation and it was indicated that 231 million will be used for money that was returned. So I'm not sure that the facts, and I would like clarification on that. You know, I don't think that it is that the budget has been reduced by 231 million. That's my recollection. So I think if we will put anything in the report, we just need to make sure that we factually correct.
I actually was about to speak on the subject on a refit and Honorable Mandopa are raising. That person will help us in the first instance go page by page as we were doing. And when we get to the education section, we can then raise issues. But also my recollection does not, I don't believe that we were saying there's an absolute decrease in the education budget. I think we talked about shift of a particular amount of money from the infrastructure build program. But it stays within the education department. And you can leave the committee has, as we have been referred to page 10, did raise concerns about that. I don't think that we need to rate it any differently.
Okay. Can we deal with it when we come to education?
Honorable Chairperson, there's no section called education section here. The index of the report is introduction, context, public hearing of the committee. In the hearings by the committee from stakeholders, serious material issues are being raised by stakeholders to the committee. They are scientific, factual, and objective. All I'm requesting is that our content research should have picked it up from the hearings and elevated it to the prime spot of the report. They should not just be drowned in the bigger rumblings of a committee. Now, if this committee rejects that recommendation,
it's fine. I mean, it's a democracy by majority. It's fine, but that is the fact that I was raising. Secondly, on the issue of the 221 million rand, the report of the Financial and Fiscal Commission, it's very clear. It says there is a decrease of infrastructure grants on educational facilities. However, it was reallocated within the vote of budget. So it's an item within the vote of budget. But the fact is, infrastructure development building.
We have not disagreed with the colleagues. We said we must follow the changes, and then when we reach that particular phase, then he wants to make an amendment, he must do so. I don't know what is the debate for, because we have never disagreed with it. We say we must go case by case. When he reach that particular sentence where he wants to invest, or amend that particular paragraph, he has to do so, and we look at it.
Yeah, can I agree? I think the problem is that I understand your issue about what you regard as
prime spot.
The prime spot. But you see, this report, my approach is that it's important from page one to the last. Because otherwise, we're going to have problems with the flow. There are many people who may want things to come to what they call the prime spot. Why don't you agree that the report itself, but in totality, it's a crime report. There's no good going to read the context and introduction and then put the report aside. Because some of the issues we are raising are already there in the recommendations. If you follow the report correctly, for instance, the committee did note in one of its observations. Yeah, that's looking at a topic that one of the findings of the committee, I'll go back again, in page 15 says the committee notes that there were MTEF-based reductions effected on the school infrastructure backlogs grant and education infrastructure grant in order to align spending to institutional capacity. And the committee is of the view that slow expenditure performance should not compromise the attainment of service delivery performance targets. So the issue that raise of reduction is already there, contains. But if you just concern yourself too much with the introduction part of the report, you may miss everything else. So I'll suggest that let's go through the report the way it has been flowing, and then we pick up these issues as we go through section. But also remember that these reports are meant to be read together with the budget review estimates of national expenditure. So some of them are not going to be here, especially the figures. But you may, in your debate in the House, be able, in your speech, to refer to that figure. Not a problem to say, yes, I see that education budget has increased, however, the infrastructure backlog over the MTF is not growing or has been reduced, and you can refer to the budget review. The report, I don't think, is going to be able to do all those things. Others, we're going to write another bible as a report, because there are a lot of figures that are referred to. So can I suggest we go back again, page by page, and you'll see by the time we hit the end, everything has been dealt with. Can we go that route, Honourable Member? Agreed? Okay. We are on page 5. Am I right? Honourable Member?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Before we go to page 5, on page 4, the second last line of the first paragraph, the word declines. Sorry, it's a grammatical thing again, but I suggest that it should read decline, because it's payments decline, not payments declines. Get where you are there, yeah. Just should be declined. And payments for financial aid are declined to less than.
No, page 4.
Page 4, the first paragraph, sir. the second last line of the first paragraph. Just after that, second word has been underlined. MTF, MTF, period.
Not decline.
And payments for financial assets declined. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Are we okay on page 4? Let's go to page 5. Take us through on page 5. Change it.
Okay, just on page 4, quickly just the second line. Budget reprioritization and banking cuts, just the second line on paragraph 2, where it says, yes, budget reprioritization and spending cuts, just the S there, it's on paragraph 2, line number 2. Budget reprioritization and spending cuts make available. Okay, thanks.
That's all on page 5. Any comments on page 5? Okay. Honorable,
thank you, Honorable Chair. In the second paragraph, second line, I suggest that the comma between technology and social protection shouldn't be a comma, it should be the word and. Because we're giving a list and it's the last one in the list, so it should be technology and social protection. Thank you.
There should, can I just, there should be semi-colon because science and technology and social protection, it will treat them as three different things. So science and technology, then a comma, like a, not a comma, a semicolon, and then use and as well, and for, yeah.
Okay. Science and technology, I really keep that as one. Okay. Anything on page 5? We pass. Page 6? Honorable Shobhi?
On page 5, on the last dot, no, the last part one, there are measures underway aimed at strengthening procurement practices in order to obtain value for money. The chief procurement officer is building a national system for the purchase of high-value goods and services commonly used throughout government. It is envisaged that reforms will simplify procurement procedures, strengthen accountability, and improve government's ability to detect corruption and maladministration. I prefer that we start with maladministration because corruption is the extreme.
Send them around.
Yes.
Maladministration and corruption. Mm. Okay. I have this page. Go to the overview. Appropriation. Any changes on this? Yes, sir. Can I look up?
Thank you, Chairperson, and apologies for maybe taking it back. Maybe I should have made my input in the last committee. So
yeah, you're not here.
Nonetheless.
Yeah,
my opportunity. Yeah, okay.
Are you taking it? Which page?
Thank you. Page 6.
Page 6.
The May. When you look at Table 2, Column 1 is rand per million. Then just inside column 1, there is estimate, revised estimate 2013. Then we've got column 2, 2014-15, and then of course column 3, percentage share. I would imagine to the extent it is possible that between revised estimate 2013-14 and 2014-15, we put another column. And then we say percentage share 13/14, and the last column should read percentage share 14/15. This will help us to see. We see the increase, but you see rents increase from 13 to 14, from 13-14 to 14-15, that's good. But you tell us about the percentage share which is 14-15. It becomes unfair if you don't give us the percentage share 13-15, so that we can also analyze the percentage share year in, year out, than only the rents. It distorts an analysis because you see rents growing from 1 billion in the presidency to 1.1 billion in the presidency. But the percentage share of that presidency goes to the total appropriation bill. Its share of increase. It may actually a decrease in share to the total aggregate appropriation bill. So that will give us an analysis of it is a percentage share increase or a percentage share decrease. Not only to see the increase in rents, because ordinarily we will always see increase in rents, but the increase in rents may not necessarily tell us that is it a percentage share increase or a percentage share decrease. Thank you.
The only problem is that this is not our table. Remember, in writing, when you source something from another publication, you put it as it is.
Okay.
If you want to do other things, you do yours. It means this committee must do its own table. Because this says source is national treasure. So when they see it there, they must see this is their table. If we want to do another table that is put that way, then we must do it. But you can't change their table and still refer to it as theirs. It doesn't work that way. You get my point. And I don't think we have time to do a table now. This committee, where we are. But ideally, what we should have done after meeting with National Treasury, we should have sat down and say, maybe let's do another table ourselves that shows you that. But my understanding that what they are trying to do on this table, they're not just showing rent, increase in rent. The third column actually shows you percentage increase or decrease in the share of the budget. They're not just dealing with rent. That's why they use the word percentage share. In other words, if you look at the presidency, the percentage share of the allocation to the presidency increases by 0.19%. I think that's the point they are making. And where there's a decrease, obviously, you'll pick it up. And that is 0.9. But the point I'm making is that we shouldn't change tables that don't belong to us. If we want to interpret the table or do another table that gives us an explanation, then we have to do a different table. Because that's why the table is quoted as the source of this table is National Treasury 2014. That's how they did it. One of the ways we could do is that engaging National Treasury, we should have said to them, can you give us a table that gives this explanation? Remember, they came to see us. Maybe at the time we didn't think about it, but that's I would have a problem if suddenly we put a table in the house whose source is National Treasury, which you can't find anyway in the course of National Treasury. We could get into trouble with what we're trying to explain. Any other comments? Honorable Nesbosin, I'll come to you, Grant.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just, I would ask for some clarity, perhaps risking showing my ignorance in the matter, but if I don't ask, I don't learn. In this table 2 that appears on page 6, we have the revised estimate in the first column, 2013-14. If I go back to the budget, and for example, if I take vote number 7, Public Works, and I find the expenditure estimates table for Public Works in the budget, I find that same figure under revised estimates, and I can see yes, it agrees with that. But then next to that figure in the budget there's adjusted appropriation, and it's a bigger figure than the one that appears here. My question is, will that figure appear in the adjustments budget, the larger one that appears in this column here? It was just a question that came up when I was checking one against the other. I didn't know why we were only addressing here the revised estimate and not the adjusted appropriation.
Okay, they have been the estimate of national expenditure. Okay.
Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks, Honorable Members. The reason why we use the revised estimate is because it gives us estimated final outcome of expenditure for 2014. So by the adjustment in October, money is allocated to a vote, but by December, you have expenditure by the end of the third quarter, and you have an estimate that we foresee the different expenditure at that point in time, which is end of the third quarter, this will be the final outcome. So hence it is much more appropriate to compare estimates for 14-15 to the revised estimate for 13-14. It gives you a much more meaningful comparison. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let's get this one clear, Chairperson. The third column called percentage share. It tells us that, for argument's sake, dealing with Group 1, 1.177.8 billion, which is equal to 0.19%, or which is equal to 1.9%, let's call it 0.19% here. You look down at number, let's look at number, to make things simple, let's look at number 19, social development, 128 billion. Then you see 20.27%. That 20.27% says to us, the budget allocated to social development constitutes 20% of the aggregate appropriation of the port. It doesn't tell us whether what I'm asking for. I agree that once we tamper with the table, we'll have to remove the word source from national treasury. Instead, go further to say maybe we should also have another column which says percentage variance on the variance on percentage share, because you'll find that social development constituted 25% of the appropriation bill in the past financial year, and the other 25%. Today it constitutes 20%. Though we see a rent increase, but as a total of the appropriation, there is a 5% increase. That is how I would have wanted to read it. And I think that put this thing in an Excel, print it, and attach it, either as an addendum, maybe Chairperson, but it gives, a table must be, we must be able to analytically interpret the quantitative figures on it. Now, the table is not helpful anyway to come up with interpretative analysis of what it stands for. But be as it may, can you put it as an addendum that improvised table?
To allow us to do it in future. When we have enough time to do that Excel, I can't risk putting something in the report that the figures might be wrong. Remember, when you deal with figures like this, it can't be a 2-hour work. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking where we are now with the debate on Friday. We don't have the time. But maybe what we should do, that's why I think we lost a good opportunity after National Treasury presented. We should have said maybe we need a table that will also show the increases, the percentage increase in rent, and maybe we could have done it ourselves and had enough time to do it, because if we want to do it in 2 hours and the figures are wrong, it's going to be a public document by Friday. We could have an act on our faith. So I would say maybe by the time we do the medium-term budget policy statement, we might want to say to National Treasury, can you do a table like that if they can't? Maybe we commission our team, including the budget office, to do a table. Then we go through it, come through it. Because you don't want to put in the National Assembly any agenda to a report that might be flawed because we didn't have time. Remember, even just this report, we are coming back to it for the second time. So imagine if you are to do any table now as an addendum, whether you do it on Excel, all the members here must go through it and make sure it's 100% right. So let's note it that we might need a much better table next time that explains what you are saying. And I'm sure it can be done, but I think we need enough time, Honorable Gandhi. So, but we get your point. We will look at it for next time. Honorable Gandhi.
I just wanted to say that the other complication, hidden complication about what Honorable Gandhi is raising is that if we do all of that, then we might have to also look at the effect of inflation on all of these figures. And our inflation at the moment is not very stable. By the time we go to Parliament, we might be presenting figures that are irrelevant.
Yeah. But the point I make is that we have time going into the future. Remember, this appropriation bill is already late. That's why Parliament is pushing. By Friday, 9 o'clock, we are presenting. Today is Tuesday. If we want to look at graphs and tables to analyze reports, good thing, we can bring that innovation. But we must have time to do it properly. That's my point. So that we understood what we are trying to deal with. And I don't think we have that time. And I think the point is right. Someone might come and say, but did you look at this implication and that implication? We are saying somehow. But I would suggest that in your own debates, members, you can be creative, but not in a report. You see, your speech is something else. You can come up with figures that somebody can say you're talking rubbish. But it can be sent to the report. The report must be protected, Honorable Gandhi. So when you can prepare for Friday, by all means, use all that and show that. But if we have time, I would be mind to commission our team, budget office, to say we need a different team. We want to see this effect, that effect. It will be produced, but you need enough time so that people don't, if you put them under pressure now, you could end up with a product that is a problem going on the course. Yes.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Morning, honorable members. I just want to indicate to honorable members that in the research unit, we have done a budget analysis document for all budget votes, where we have analyzed a table that outlines the nominal increase, the real increase for every department. So you have it from 2010 up to 2016-17, where it shows those variances that I think Honorable Member Kaski is talking about. So if members need that information, we can provide it to members. But unfortunately, it couldn't be part of this report because we are analyzing specifically the E&E document. Thank you very much.
Okay, those who want to access that information, please do so. But as I said, when after this budget is done, with our work going forward, we can come back to looking at what is the best way to analyze tables and figures. I know even in the discussion last time, Honorable McLaughlin, you did suggest that maybe we could look at different tables. But we do need time, Honorable Members, because at the end of the day, once the report hits the National Assembly, it's our report. And we don't want to be out there in the street looking like fools when we have put figures in a document that don't make sense. We must act against the integrity of the work of the committee. We stay safe now. But we can be very creative in our speeches. that I have no control of. When you do your own speech, you can say all sort of things, but the report must be credible. Okay, page 7. The hearings.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Members.
Any changes there?
On page 7, only grammatical, the referral to two departments. It was two rows, we changed it to two departments at the advice of the committee. Yes.
Anything, members, on page 7? Is there what we had from National Treasury, Curtis?
Thank you, Chairperson. Though really, it's after the fact, my input, and they can sometimes be very material and take the time of the committee. I would have loved to see a sentence which tells us about the underlying principles of the fiscal policy of the state as presented by the National Treasury, and maybe an analysis, an analytical interpretation of how this appropriation bill we are presenting to South Africa conforms with fiscal policy in practice.
Yes. Look, we have dealt with this report as before, and what we need to do now is to just make sure that it is not flawed in terms of just what we have dealt with. Including the inputs of the different stakeholders. We can't go back and introduce new issues here in this report. Can we just stick to ensuring that the report reflects the deliberations of this committee in several meetings that we've had, and we complete this report, we pass it, and we take it to Parliament. Other issues may come in the course of a sitting of this committee.
Okay, agreed. Honorable Gabi, you are left behind. You missed a very important meeting. But the appropriation bill is presented in the context of those principles, and I think we cited them briefly on page 2. If you look at the paragraph 4, the fiscal outlook remains under pressure. 2014 estimates of national expenditure to provide detailed information per vote states that the government remains intergenerational, remains committed to the principles of counter-cyclicality, their sustainability, and intergenerational fairness. In particular, the state remains committed to maintaining the value of the social wage and improving the quality of spending and eliminating efficiencies. It's on page 2, right at the beginning. So as we go through the budget, it's underpinned by those principles. And so I think what honourable member said, let's not go back and for others, we won't be able to finish some of the things we can deal with them. Later. Agree?
Yeah.
All right, page 8.
Just to get back on page 7, where we said the committee expert is concerned regarding the cost of servicing government debt. We do not like to include which present he stands at and put in the debt, the actual figure, in the same
way. Where is that?
On page 7, that is the third paragraph.
The cost of 17 servicing government debt, which currently stands, okay, look at that figure from the budget.
Okay.
You've got that figure.
Thanks.
What is the figure there? You've got it there. Because you want to factor it in, you look at it. There's a difference between debt and debt servicing cost.
Yeah.
And
the difference between the depth itself and the depth sensing cost. So here we refer to the depth sensing cost. So that's the amount of money that we pay during a financial year to service the debt. What is that figure? Is there in the budget appropriation or budget review? In the budget review. You've got it.
Not a net debt.
No, no, not a net debt. We need to get the right figure, so we don't have the right figure, don't put it in. Because somebody must explain where you get that figure. But in principle, Honorable Sheikh, we take a point, they look at it, so we get the right figure. But it's not the debt itself. Because I remember at some point the National Treasurer was saying that debt might increase to 2 trillion. But you can see they were estimating. When you do it, the report must be careful about estimations that are not informed by anything.
Yes.
You got it there.
Yes.
What is it?
It's under the 14.901.
Is it the correct one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We've got the figure.
Apologies. Yes, I'm just can I just said a figure there that the debt service cost. But that's not the same thing. Debt and debt service cost, Honorable Chairperson, you just indicated that it's definitely not the same thing.
No, I'm saying because the sentence Honorable Sheikh is talking about says the committee expressed concern regarding the cost of servicing government debt and says we must put that figure. We need to put the figure. Honorable
Chair. Thank you, Chair. I just want us to be very careful in just putting figures at this last hour. Because, you know, when you talk of the cost of servicing a debt, it may vary. What if last month the state has put more money than it was expected to, and the servicing cost has decreased? What if they have failed to do something and the cost has increased? You know, so I just want us to not to put figures at a last minute like this. Woman is very careful. What?
Okay, I was concerned about putting figures, guys.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll suggest that maybe we put a footnote on that figure that has been put up there. And the footnote tells us that we sourced it from the stage of the budget review EMD document. I think the matter comes back to what I earlier requested, and it was said that it will be dealt with a paid service. If we speak of a debt service cost of 114 billion, which is actually 115 billion, somewhere we must put the sentence that our debt stands at this figure. Let's not only speak about debt service cost. Let's tell the public that the state is owing 1.8 billion if that is the case. Or the state owes 1.3 trillion if that is the case. And we put a footnote of where we got it. I know for a fact there is a table on analysis of financing of the appropriation bill. I just forgot what page it is on the summarized budget review. You can just cut and paste that the table, we call it table 3, because we are sourcing it. It's cut and paste. We are not computing it, calculating it, and initiating it. If I may just say, in page 6, we are saying this is the expenditure of the state that will be financed by the appropriation bill. In page 6, we are saying that this is how we are allocating money to each vote. Why don't you put in place another table which says, this is where we are going to get the money to finance the vote and to finance the expenditure. Cut and paste, it is there, it's written, pay as you earn, cash from companies, sale of capital assets, borrowings or net borrowings, etc. Let's agree in principle that there will be a cut and paste of that table. Thank you.
No cut and paste at this late hour. It's a big risk. let me go back to what I said. I'll come back to Honorable Travers. Some of the innovations we want to do, we have time to do them. Don't do them 2 days before you present the report. It's a big risk. I want to caution that. Remember, this is an appropriation bill. There's already a division of revenue bill that has gone through Parliament. So this is an appropriation bill, the next step. So we might even tread on things that were dealt with already in the division of revenue bill. So let's be cautious. I think the issue is what Honorable Shop was saying, let's just be careful with throwing figures. Because remember, a lot of these figures are in the budget review, in the appropriation bill itself, and then in the minister's budget speech. So they are there. And as I said, others were in the division of revenue. But when we pick figures, we must be careful which figures are we picking and so on. The point has been made that the committee is concerned about the cost of servicing debt. Narbu Sheikh was they put the figure on the trophy, said let's be careful about figures. I think that's where we were on our books.
I just wanted to make the point that all of this information we are talking about and quoting or want to quote in this document are actually in the public domain. There's nothing hidden. Even these big books, these are public documents now. But we are dealing with the report here, which must go to Parliament. If we start adding things and figures and so on, you know, Chairperson, you said that we might end up writing a Bible, and I don't know that we have that kind of time. Let's stick to this report and get done with it. The rest of all these things we are reading are in the public domain, and we can raise them in the riches, as Chairperson has said. No secrets about the people.
Agreed. Let's go. Honorable Nyaluk, I'm looking at you.
Chair, I do agree. The issue of doing some patenting this time is too late now. And I'm sorry for my colleague, Honorable. If he doesn't have enough time, he better negotiate with his chief whip so that he might be full time in the committee. Thank you.
Okay. Can I rule that we proceed page by page as agreed? No cut and paste or figures. What we'll do, can I ask honorable members, after this, we'll look at the budget review. If there are important figures that you think you want to bring in your speeches, you can do so. The risk is limited to you and not to the committee. But
right of reply.
Yeah, I'll come back to you with right of reply. That big book has got all the figures. I think what I would rather is right, all the figures are there. It's just that when you choose to use them, just be careful how and why you use them. Because there is a context that they are in there. So if somebody feels that, you know, the budget of this count is 2 trillion, let me say just for argument's sake, I don't know what it is. And you feel that is an important matter to make in that debate, you are free to do so. But here we want a report that is for all of us comfortable to take through. Because I may want to bring a particular figure that you may not be comfortable with, and so on. Then we cloud the discussion on the report. I think the report, we have presentations, the National Treasury, we have gone through the report, we are doing final editing, let's not bring too many new things, because from here we want the team to produce that final copy, it's going to go. So we can't be asking them to go and do a lot of things that might necessitate more meetings for today. Your reply, Honorable Kati, before we proceed.
Thank you, Jefferson. You see, Jefferson, I decided to keep quiet until I'm referred to. I think maybe I also get it wrong. Maybe in this meeting today we're looking at comma and full stop in the spelling. It's not a meeting of a content input. I think that should be very clear. And if that's the case, I think that should be the approach, so that maybe we don't keep on creeping in the issues, because when I raise the issue, yeah, oh, now I still know we'll deal with DTP 7. And when I say this cut and paste, it's because of the consistency principles that if we did cut and paste on page 4 and page 6, oh, there's nothing wrong to cut and paste the resource national situation. You see, it's huge, because when we must, I mean, it's like, is this the report of the official into the committee? Or now we must just look at the spelling, it's 100%, but we...
For the right to reply, no, we're not against cutting and pasting. We know that those things are done generally. Cutting and pasting is part of how people write reports, but I'm saying it can't be done at this late hour of the committee work. You see what Honorable Nyalunga was saying, Honorable Gadi, is that I just want to explain what she was saying was that there was a meeting of the committee where we spent the whole day discussing the content and you were absent. So now you are trailing behind to wanting to deal with content that we have. What Honorable Members are doing today is really final editing. But I was very kind to allow members to be able to, if they have last-minute thoughts about issues, I can't say no. But they can't be too fundamental to the extent that they necessitate another committee meeting. We need time to finalize the report and submit it in. We will have time after this report. Remember, this appropriation bill is already late. But the next one, we will have all the time, the medium-term budget policy statement, the next appropriation bill. maybe by that time you may have an opportunity to be in most of the meetings. But we understand, because you have to go to other committees as well. But let's go on, Honorable Members, to do the final work that we're supposed to do. We will not insert any new tables and graphs. Those things need a lot of work. I want to spend a bit of time at the end with what our findings are, the recommendations. There was a lot of editing last time. We need to check if those things have been accepted. And we are able to finish this report by 1 o'clock. Honorable Thomas, you all right?
No,
okay. Should I proceed?
Yes, Honorable Jefferson, that's the purpose of my input now. I have time until 10 o'clock tonight. I don't have a problem sitting here, but I'm just hoping that you won't have to repeat what you've repeated 3 times now.
Okay, Honorable Members, don't make me repeat. We are now on page 8, Honorable Gadi. Page 8, not page 9 or 7, page 8. I'm going to ask Sepo to tell us what were we changing on page 8, and then ask for comments, then we pass.
Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks, Honourable Member. On page 8, it's also grammar input that we had to make. And specifically in paragraph 1, we added input on transfers. Paragraph 2, the fourth line, the word process, we wrote it out correctly, and then later on throughout government. And then the one input that we took from the budget review, which states, as stated, that AGS conducted a number of investigations into contracts, and some 61 million has been surrendered back into the fiscal. So we said that there to give it more emphasis. That's all for page 8.
That's your page 8. We have inserted those changes as proposed by the committee. Any comments? I move to page 9. Okay. What is the
second? On page 9, it's just small grammar changes that we had to make. On the first big paragraph there, we just had to insert the word reflect. On the third last line there in that paragraph, and on the second paragraph as well, we just made an input in grammar. The third line, the committee was concerned about the effectiveness of monetary mechanisms. And then on paragraph number 4, we made an input, also grammar. The fourth line of the paragraph, the budget is fundamental. There is a need to strengthen support.
Paragraph 5.
Oh, okay. It's paragraph 5. Oh, it's paragraph 5.
Okay. So I'm counting this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, but you can see where you are.
Yes, yes. Okay, and then the last paragraph just before the next section, 2.3, the very last line, it says the committee also of the view that the work of the state's regulatory entities will go some way to create a conducive environment. Some way in creating a conducive environment.
Yes,
some way in creating. Some way in creating.
That's
all for
page 9. Okay,
that's page 9. Honorable Chief. Thank you, Honorable Chief. That same last paragraph there, I'm sure that in bracket, the word commission should not be on there because the C stands for commission and we've got the C in the acronym.
Where are you? I'm lost.
I'm
on here. Which paragraph?
Sorry, I'm so
the last one.
And 2.3. In brackets we have FSC. Now the C does stand for commission, so I don't believe that commission belongs there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You're talking about two commissions?
Yes.
Commission, stroke commission.
Okay, it's just to, we're just trying to give it an acronym because later on we'll say FFC stated that and then later we also say the commission stated that. So it's just to indicate that we're using both acronyms to refer to the Financial and Fiscal Commission.
Okay. Finance and Fiscal Commission and or Commission. Okay. Page 10. Nothing on page 10, page 11.
Okay, on page 11 it's just one grammatical change, intergovernmental fiscal relations on paragraph 3, the fourth line. And then on paragraph number 5, the second line, sharing of resources between the provinces. There was a cross, we removed that. And then the last line, on the last paragraph, in addition, the committee stated that. That's page 11. Thank you.
It goes on to page 12.
Okay. In addition, the committee stated that education on fiscal matters is critical to rural communities so as to increase public participation in the budget process. Okay, let me just finish FFC. And then the paragraph there, the first line, FFC outlined a number of countries that the state may consider to stimulate cost effect efficiencies. And then that's consensus for FFC.
Wait. Comments on that one? We are now on page 12. That's where the Public Service Commission starts at the end of that, in terms of my report. I'm on page 12. Honorable Shortester.
It's not a correction here. I just want us to note that after this rush, we actually consider making sure that our desire to make rural communities understand finances is executed by this committee. We implement it, like going on community radios and educate them.
You are not saying we'll write that in the report?
No.
Okay. Page 13.
Thanks. On page 13.4 for Public Service Commission, on page 12 there was just a rewriting on page 12 of the section that speaks to the evaluation of HOTs. The Commission reports that the projects of department were evaluated in 9, 10, 8, 10, 11, 7, 11, 12, and no HOT in 12, 13. The PSC view that is a cause for concern. So that is reporting what is said there. So we just inserted that, the page 12. And then on page 13,
thank you, Honourable Chair. I'm just questioning with what we're saying here, correct? That second sentence in the rewritten piece, which reads the PSC viewed this as a cause for concern. I think correctly it was the committee that viewed this as a cause for concern. The PSC said it had been a steady improvement. We disagreed with them and said, no, this is a cause for concern. I would suggest that should read the committee viewed this as a cause for concern. Thank you.
The committee. They thought they were doing steady improvement. Okay.
Thanks, honorable members. On page 13, the grammatic change that we had to do, we did refer to attendance without writing it out. So it is actually in the second paragraph, the second last line. Senior management service SMS, and that ends PSC.
Any comments on page 13? Agreed. Now, at the end of page 13, according to my report, that's the beginning of our finding and observations. There was nothing on 3.1. Continue, I think there were concerns somewhere. As we go down, I think 3.5. Well, 3.5. Across government, you said through outcomes. And that has been factored. 15. Any changes there? 3.16. I see you've underlined 65%. Rather than 18%. Okay, yeah, that was the correction. Okay. Page 15, we start with recommendations. Any changes there? Okay. I think 4.11. Okay.
Thanks, Chair. The committee advised that we rephrase some of the recommendations and we add some recommendations which the committee indicated what to add, and we did that. For 4.12, I just read it out. The National Director, in partnership with the Department of Cooperative Governance, develop and implement strategies aimed at enhancing the revenue generation and debt collection capacity of provincial and local government, especially small and rural municipalities.
Okay, there was concern that initially the report was referring only to municipalities and leaving provinces in that capacity. Agreed? 16?
Can I just underline 4.13?
Yeah, I'm already.
Okay.
My page and your number is the same.
Okay. Recommendation?
Before that, another thing, please. Okay. We are on page 16, our members, we're dealing with recommendations. 4.13.
Okay, 4.113, well, just to correct the word in there, just read it out quickly, all of it. The National Treasury and Partnership with the Department of Higher Education Training develop and implement strategies to link funded municipal capacity building programs with further education and training programs and position municipalities as employers of choice for FET graduates.
We remember the concern there is to cover it. Go to the next one. 4.17.
Okay, recommend.
4.15, I think you changed something. It was just partnership with or was done.
4.17. Then there's National Treasury develop and implement measures that will encourage and curb in the private sector in the implementation of government programs of job creation and infrastructure development.
Okay, next one. Or before that, Honorable Methodist.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. If I remember correctly, the word we used when we discussed this was attract, encourage and attract the private sector, not crowd in. And it seems like we become bullies and then force people to do things.
When I was MEC for finance, I used to use that word, crowding. But it's okay, the house thinks they should do that different way. You want to attract, not crowd in. And sometimes they must be off. Okay, attract the private sector, okay. And I think a lot of economies like crowding.
Okay.
Will you attract? That's fine. Yes.
I meant to mention it as well. The word be there where before encourage shouldn't be there, that should be left out. That will be encouraged, not will be encouraged. Thank you.
Next one. 4.18.
Okay, recommendation 4.18. That National Treasury develop systems and strategies to encourage and raise the individual household savings rate and the overall national savings rate so as to stimulate higher investment rates for rapid economic growth.
Well, was the concern on savings only limited to households? My recollection of what was broader.
It says national savings.
It says individual household savings and the overall national savings
okay.
rate.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, the savings. Next one.
4.19. That National Treasury through the Chief Procurement Office develop and implement strategies aimed at ensuring government procurement practices prioritize the purchase of local goods and support domestic appliances.
Is that sentence okay now? Honorable Leclerc?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Can I suggest a slight change to that sentence? After the word practices, submit that we should put in the word which. Practices which prioritize. So drop the S of prioritizes and say which prioritize the purchase of local goods.
Okay. Which prioritize the purchase of local goods and support domestic supplies. Okay. Next changes were at 4.24.
That's 4.24, that all funded vacant posts within government departments should be filled timelessly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. That takes us to page 17. Any changes there?
The first paragraph. Okay. The first paragraph that is there actually should have been underlined. It was not there in the draft that was considered in the previous meeting. And the paragraph just notes the technical corrections that they have not been yet referred to the committee. They're not there on a table, so we're just noting that that has happened in our report. So I'll just read it out now. The committee noted that the 2014 appropriation bill as tabled on 26 February 2014 did not take into account the new departments announced by the President of the Republic of South Africa on 17 June 2014. To this end, National Treasury will table technical correction in terms of Section 14 of the Act for consideration by the National Assembly.
Paragraph was not there before, but this is now fact, so we include that. Okay. Anything on conclusion? Yes, another card.
Chairperson, I'm trying to check to which extent is it allowed to put a sentence which says that though the committee recommends this report to the National Assembly, however, the Economic Freedom Fighters is not supporting this recommendation to the House.
You can say that in your speech. Because this is a committee report, so we need to adopt it. But if there are things that you don't support, when you speak, you can say EFF doesn't support this budget. It's allowed. But the report I present to the House is a report of the committee, not of political parties. So I can't reflect that in the report that you don't support. But you can say, when after I present the report in the House during the debate, you can stand up and say, I agree with this, but at the end, I don't support it. Yeah. But we will also record that in the minutes.
Oh, no, that's great.
Yeah.
No.
We will record in the minutes.
No.
Yeah.
Honorable Fick. Thank you, Chairperson. Something's been concerning me since Monday, yesterday. We received communication that Friday will be a debate. Subsequently, we received information that it's only going to be questions and answers. So I just need clarification on that, and I'm raising it now because there's a lot of reference being made to, you can say it in your speech. So I would just like clarification on that.
Yeah, I'm not aware. Is there no debate? Does anybody know?
So, but as my colleague is correctly indicating, we were told about residents, debates, and then Friday, person, and so on. That just came to us. Yeah, we got those emails.
What I have is consideration on the 25th of July, 9 o'clock, consideration of report of the Standing Committee on Appropriation on the Appropriation Bill to first reading debate on Appropriation Bill, then decision on actions on votes will then follow, and then the second reading debate. But I don't know if there may have been changes from this. You want to say something?
I'm not aware of any changes to that. I think that the last part that talks about action regarding the debate is the first
reading debate on appropriation bill 19.
Yes.
Okay, somebody want to help?
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. I have made attempts to speak to the National Assembly table about this program, particularly on Friday the 25th. I was made to understand that item 1 is a formality on the reading of the report. There's no debate. Item 2, there will be a debate and political parties will be given minutes. We're told that EFF has got 8 minutes. And item 3, we're told that where parties have got declarations to make, they have 2 minutes each to make in the 180 minutes on the vote. That is a vote 1 to vote 38. And then number 4, a declaration of what happened in number 3, that's a reading, is that it has been approved by the House, if actually the majority will also approve appropriation bill, of which we are still looking that it must be approved.
Okay.
Okay.
You have
a question.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just in addition happened to us. We said there was an email that came to us last week sometime that said on Friday there would be questions and statements. It made no reference to any debate. When the chief book of the Democratic Alliance was posted this morning, he confirmed that there would be no debate on Friday. And that was the latest information I had. I'm not saying it's correct or not, but it would be nice to know, because one needs to know if you need the various meet or not. Perhaps we can find clarity somewhere. Thank you, sir.
We agree that we should find that, because on this one they said there will be a 90-minute delay on the second meeting. First meeting, no debate, we present the report. Second meeting, 90 minutes debate. But maybe there may have been changes. Let's check that, because if there's a debate, members must prepare for the debate. Honorable?
Yeah, I was about to say that let's allow the chairperson to confirm that, and then information will be relayed to members through the secretary.
We'll do that this afternoon. Just to check what is the exact thing.
Okay.
Honourable members, another thing?
Yes.
That last paragraph, the very, very, very last paragraph, I wonder whether we could not separate it from the condition and say recommendation, and then it reads it. Because we are recommending to Parliament to adopt the report. Okay. Secretaries, you have written these reports before. That part where we recommend, is it part of conclusion or it stands alone?
It can stand alone or it can come as conclusions as open for really as long as comment is used, reflected in the report.
Okay. Yes, Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I would like to support the honourable member that is disciplined.
Okay, we'll make it stand alone. So we'll have conclusion, then we'll have a paragraph that says the committee recommends after the adoption of the position.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. May I just request that the minutes reflect the Democratic Alliance reserves its rights in terms of the rules, and that we at this stage do not support or reject the budget as it stands.
No, not come to me.
Okay. The Democratic Alliance wants to preserve its rights as a support when it comes to the House. That's not in the report, it's in the minutes. Yeah. Okay. Any other thing, Honourable Members? We have this can be out there and we can own it. We won't be running for Congress saying, hey, I don't know. remember, Honourable Members, we have also arranged next week to have a two-day threats legislation, 29 and 30. All the stakeholders will be back again. You can have a lot of time, the Honourable Members, because the other committees probably won't be meeting. We can date until in the evening during dinner. But I think it's important that we plan our way. For now, Honourable Members, I think we've concluded. Is there any other thing, Honourable Chair?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. It sounds like that the next week is very congested with plenaries and a whole lot of stuff that's happening next week. So I don't know, you know, whether the availability of our members next week is really a problem or not.
What's happening next week? Still having our threats plan?
We received approval for our committee to be excused from the House on the 29th yesterday. So
we are excused from the House, our committee. We can go to our threat plan. So all our policies will be noted. Unless you are part of the debate in the House, then you have to look into that. But otherwise, the House chairman, we can continue. But there will be, I think there will be on the 29th, there will be in the afternoon a plenary session, but we are issues. Honourable Members, thank you very much. I think we are done. We'll edit this report finally, and submit it on your behalf to the House. Honourable Members.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just a question for clarity. That strategic session will take place here.
Where is the venue? The only venue we could find in the is the Afra Bella Hotel in Klingon, Germanus. That's the only place we could accommodate this. Which is the Arabella, Hermanas, we stay there so we can board at night.
My problem.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just 40 minutes out of Cape Town. Those who don't know Hermanas, we just drive on the A2 somewhere. But we have all the information. Honorable Vic?
We see in my account.
For process, I didn't hear a person call for the adoption of the report.
Oh yes, sir. May I call for the adoption of the report, honorable members? Agreed? Thank you very much.
Any objection?
Before I move for adoption of the report. Okay, honorable Prabhasa, move for adoption in a second.
I will move for the seconding of the report.
Honorable Sheikh, second. Honorable Daddy.
I'll move for non-adoption of the report.
We will note in the minutes that you
call for any settlement so that
you objected. Yeah. But the report is adopted. Thank you very much, Honorable.
You never know that the aim may follow up.
Because the thing is fully behind.